Education at any point. Education at any point. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Education at any point. The best way to educate ourselves on any subject, in any topic, in any way, is to get excited about it, is to be interested in it, is to find out what makes the topic tick. Whenever we can find out what makes the topic tick, then we are able to do some amazing things with education. Children today, young people today, are doing some rather marvelous things because they are interested in computers. They are interested in the internet. They are interested in all of the topics that go along with it. But what has caused them to have this interest at its highest peak? The games that they play on the computer. And these games are so exciting and so fast and oftentimes so violent that it causes the student to be very much alert, very much aware, very intense, and that intenseness makes them brilliant, makes them wonderful. We read that for people who get old, if they will do crossword puzzles and if they will do things that will exercise their mind will stay youthful. Their mind will stay vital and dynamic and alive, and they will be able to do wonderful things, and they'll have an excellent memory, long-term and short-term, throughout all of their life. So long as they are interested in living, so long as they are interested in enjoying education at any point. You're never too old. You're never too old to learn anything, to do anything. And our bodies are just as excited about being that way. We educate our bodies. We say, our bodies are fantastic. Our bodies are vital, dynamic, alive. Our bodies are wonderful. We don't have to say our body is old or young. If we say our body is old, what we are doing, we're telling our body we don't want to do some things anymore that we used to do. We don't want to be active anymore like we were before. We don't want to be vital, dynamic, and alive. And then our body just sort of relaxes and is no longer vital, dynamic, and alive. And when it's no longer vital, dynamic, alive, it no longer has the vitality in it. It no longer has the imagination in it, the enthusiasm in it, the joy in it. So it is that we go on with our education throughout all of our life. We read about people who in their 80s and 90s are going back to college, going back to school. For what reason? For 5 or 10 years of utilization? No, because they're interested in living. They're interested in life. They're interested in education at any point because it's exciting. Now, when you watch the education channels on television, when you watch movies that are movies that sort of tell you the story of history and so forth, and do it with drama and do it with action and do it with theater, you get very excited and you listen to it and you are finding yourself right back there at that stage in history, at that stage in time, and you get excited about it. And education is excitement. They're telling us that today the American students learning in scientific fields are very poor. We're 8th in the world record of people who are our students and the level of our awareness, the level of our genius. 8th of all the countries in the world, we are 8th. The United States, the country that's supposed to be the most fantastic, outgoing, generous, wonderful, fantastic educational country in the world, and we're 8th. Yes. Why? Because we're teaching how the pioneers were taught here in the United States. Memorization. There was a time when memorization was fine because that's all you had. You had to go through books and memorize what was in the book, and you didn't really memorize what was in the book. You learned what was in the book, And you got so excited about what was in the book because you had so few books that all that material became yours. And then you began to apply it. And when you applied it, then you owned it. You owned your education. You owned who you were. And this is what we want to encourage our young people to do today. And ourselves. It doesn't matter what age we are. We want to encourage ourselves to be thrilled with education, thrilled with learning computer games, thrilled with playing games on our computers. We can play chess. We can play anything we want. And we don't need to have a partner. A partner is given to us right there in the computer chess game. How wonderful that is. Then we can start going to college. We can go to school on the computer. And we can learn. And we can get excited. And what do they teach in these things? Do they teach you to memorize things? No. They teach you the exciting parts of history, the exciting parts of what's going on in the world, the exciting part of whatever subject you're taking. If you're studying science, it's not just the dull, boring awareness of all the chemicals that go into these things, but it's how they react and how they function and how they interact and what they can do and what you can do. Remember the children when you were in school who were the scientists? They were the ones who would carry firecrackers in their pockets, and they would do all sorts of interesting, crazy things, and they'd work on their chemistry sets, and they would do things, smelly things, went down in the basement, and you thought to yourself, my gosh, they are certainly creative, dynamic people, and they are. They're the geniuses. We still have those geniuses today, and you and I are a genius like that, too. We can get excited about education at any point and put it to work in our life. We can get excited about how things go in this world and how things happen in this world. Just look out at the fields and look out at the meadows and look out at the hills and look out at the houses and cars and people and animals and all the things that are around us and take an interest in each one. And as we take an interest in each one, as we get excited about how they live, how they act, how they are functioning. One of our students listened to my talk the other day about pigeons, and he had to write back and tell me, yes, he raised pigeons when he was a youngster. And he used to send them off on 500-mile journeys in a day, and they'd come back, and they were just wonderful. And that was Don Stechtav, and he thought that raising pigeons was just a wonderful thing. And that reminded me of my brother Ray. Now, he did it a little differently. He raised white king pigeons for their doves, for the squabs. And then he would sell the squabs, which are the little fat babies. And it's like little chickens. And he did this while he was in high school. And he was just having a great time raising them. And he would send me off to the tobacconist to bring back the tobacco stems to put in the cage with the white king pigeons, and it would keep the lice down and other things. And I would ride home on the streetcar carrying those bags of tobacco stems from a cigar maker on the other side of town. And it was oftentimes rainy or snowy, and I'd get on the streetcar and I'd sit there and I'd have this bag of tobacco stems that were a little damp, and the heater underneath the seat of the streetcar that I sat on would warm up the tobacco stems, and the smell would go through the whole streetcar. What a memory, and what an interesting thing. And it was interesting that there were no bugs in the streetcar. There were no things that were disturbing in any way except the smell of the tobacco, but that was one-time thing. We have education at any point, and it is exciting. And we can learn, and we can be brilliant. We don't have to be eighth level for students around the world in learning science. We can be top level. But we can only be top level if we take what education is meant to do. Education is meant to excite us in whatever it is we're thinking about, to excite us in learning languages, to excite us in doing things. What do they say about learning languages? One-on-one. They say that when you go to a foreign country, speak the foreign language, learn the foreign language, learn to use it, and tell the people that you're learning to use it, and you want to learn to use it. And, of course, they'll say to you, well, we want to learn your language. And you say, well, thank you very much, but I came over here to learn your language. And this is my show. This is my show. Oh, I'm so proud to show you my language and talk to you in my language. But no, I'm over here to learn your language. I'm over here to learn what you have to say. And if we fall in the trap, we'll let them push us around and learn. They can learn our language. And that's not what we're there for. As proud as we may be of our language, as proud as we may be of whoever we are there to learn. And a good student doesn't let his pride get in the way of whatever it is that he's learning. The good student is always open and receptive to the highest and best. He gets excited about learning. He gets excited about everything. And the Discovery Magazine and the Popular Science Magazine and Scientific American and all these other magazines that come around and bring us these updated stories on what's going on in the world and how it works. And it's up to you and it's up to me to stay alive, vital, dynamic, wonderful alive, excited about life, excited about what's going on. We're not living yesterday. We're living today. And when we live today, we live in the dynamics of today. We live in the wonder and magic of today where we say to ourselves, all is in divine order and it is very good. And when we say that, everything that we say is in divine order. Make that statement for you today. Make that awareness for you today. And let it be your world, your life, your livingness. Because education at any point is whatever imagination you give it or I give it. Think about it yourself. Where are you on the scientific level? Where are you playing chess? Where are you playing any games at all? Have you given up on games just because you're getting older? Have you given up on playing just because you think that's for kids? Well, kids play and learn fast. You and I play and learn fast. And today, let's set a new course for ourselves. To get on the fast track of learning. And the fast track is the excitement track. It's the track that says, yes, I am thrilled with learning these things. Yes, it's fascinating. Yes, everything is interesting. And from everything, I take that which is my highest and best, and I use it in every beautiful way to make my life an exciting adventure all the days of my life. And I live eternally, because I am always excited. Join me in this excitement. Know all is in divine order. Know that education at any point is exciting, at any time is exciting, and especially right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.